protesters are currently outside the constituency office of Liberal MP Anthony Housefather. They're calling for the federal government to come to the aid of almost a dozen Canadians who were intercepted and abducted by Israeli forces on a humanitarian naval mission to Gaza. I'm speaking with one of those protesters by phone, Jonathan Turcotte-Summers. Jonathan, can you tell me about why you're out protesting today?
Hi, yes. Thanks very much for having me on the show. As one of the coordinators with the Canadian delegation of the Global Sumu Flotilla, we thought it was very important to respond to this blatant assault on civilians carrying out a humanitarian mission and sailing across the Mediterranean, trying to bring aid and assistance to people who are surviving a genocide in the Gaza Strip. We know that the violence that the people who have been abducted, that we know that the violence they're being subjected to, and they're being subjected to all kinds of violence, is nothing compared to what the people in Palestine have been surviving, and not just since the beginning of the genocide, but since the beginning of the Nakba 78 years ago. So that's why this is so important for us to gather here today.
I mean, obviously, these missions are to draw the globe's attention to what is going on in Gaza. But, you know, there is that local connection where these names, Safa Shabi, Ehab Lotayef, Olivier Huard, these are all people who were kidnapped, who are Montrealers. They've all actually been on this show before. What do we know about what has happened to them? And do we know anything about where they are now?
I don't believe we have any information about where they are or what they're being subjected to. Based on what has happened, and typically what happens when the Zionist entity illegally kidnaps people in the Mediterranean Sea in international waters, is they forcibly transport them back to occupied Palestine and subject them to inhuman detention, abuse, and torture and degrading conditions. And I think the folks who signed up for this mission are well aware of that. And as I said, they know that all of this violence is just a glimpse of what the Palestinian people have been going through since for 78 years.
Though I do want to say that there was an earlier interception, right, a few weeks ago, and most of the activists were taken back to Greece. Is that a hope for you guys, or do you think that they are going to be taken by Israeli forces back to Israel to occupy Palestine?
Yeah, it's important to point out that this mission has already faced one round of attacks and interceptions, and there were Canadians involved in that as well, and they reported, as I said, abusive treatment, beatings, and torture. They were subjected to that for about a day and a half before being dropped off in Greece. A country which was complicit in that attack, which obviously collaborated with Israel in that illegal assault on a civilian humanitarian mission. But typically what happens is they do transport them back to occupied Palestine. And given that this time they were, I believe, 250 nautical miles away from Gaza, the likeliest scenario is that they will be taken to occupied Palestine.
And you guys are outside of Anthony Housefather's constituency office. You know, why that location specifically?
Well, Anthony Housefather is a very proud Zionist. He is the Canadian member of parliament who has been the most lobbied by CEJA of all of them. And I believe he's chair of the Canada-Israel Interparliamentary Group. We know all of this, but the main reason we're here is that he happens to be the member of parliament of one of the Canadians that has been abducted, Safa Shebi, who lives in this electoral district. So that's the main reason why we're here today.
And what are you calling on from his party, the Liberals, who are, you know, leading Canada in Ottawa? What do you want the federal government to do to act on this file?
Well, we don't expect much from Housefather himself, given his blatant disregard for international law and human rights and all that. The Liberal Party, as the governing party, needs to step up. We have five demands. We demand that they immediately sanction Israel. Of course, implement a full and complete and a true arms embargo on all weapons and weapons components to the Zionist entity. We're also calling on the government to call on Israel to lift its illegal and immoral 18-year siege on the Gaza Strip, release all 10,000 Palestinian hostages that are being detained by the Zionist entity, and of course, as you would expect of any government, to ensure the safety of its citizens and their release from this illegal abduction by the criminal Zionist entity.
All right. That's all the time we have. Jonathan Turcotte-Summers, thank you so much for coming on CKUT.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Global Affairs Canada did not immediately respond to a request for comment from CKUT. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.